Employees at big companies often have better benefits than those who work in small companies. The smaller ones might not have the scale or the profitability to administer these kinds of benefits. But it's a huge missed opportunity when it comes to retirement savings. Nest Wealth is working to change that by creating a service that allows smaller companies to offer a group RRSP. Joining us now is the company's CEO and founder, Randy Cass. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. It's great to be back.
Nest Wealth at Work.
Yes.
What is it?
It is the culmination of about 2 years' work with some blue chip companies in Canada like Vanguard and Morneau Chapelle and others. And the goal was to fix a problem we discovered a couple years ago when we realized there were about 13 million Canadians that had no ability to save for their future through work. And when we dug a bit into the issue, we discovered it was mostly, as you mentioned, Canadians that were working at smaller and medium-sized businesses. And it wasn't because the owners or the CEOs didn't want to give them these benefits. It was really because, as you mentioned, the plans that they were being presented with by the large financial institutions were either too hard to run, too challenging to administer, too costly when you looked at the products that they were offering to the employees, that they just kind of threw their hands up in the air and said, we can't do this. And it was the vision of us about a year and a half to 2 years ago to get the best companies in Canada together and say, we don't think this is right. We think every employee, regardless of the size of company that they work for, should have the ability to save for their future through a payroll deduction mechanism, which, as you know, is one of the easiest ways to achieve your financial goals. And every employer should be able to offer their employees this type of benefit without having to succumb to immense amount of paperwork and high costs and high fees.
So how does it work? If you work for a big company and you've got a group RRSP, there's a whole thing and they deduct it from your paycheck and all that stuff. Is the Nest Wealth experience similar to that?
No, it's better. It's immensely better. So let me explain that. If anyone is listening right now and they either don't have a group RRSP at work or they own a business and they don't offer one, you could go to nestwealthatwork.com right now, and by the end of this podcast, you could have established a group RRSP for your company and invited every employee. This is a fully digital solution. It replaces months of work, lots of paperwork, back and forth, archaic systems to try and get everybody enrolled. We've taken that down using all the experience we have from having thousands and thousands of clients on the Nest Wealth brand and said we can do this for employers as well. So it's a fully digital process. And then once it's up and running, we built it on two pillars. The first pillar was that no busy CEO employer has the time or capacity to add a bunch of work to their day. So it had to be as easy as anything to run. And so it's simple. It's easy. It's all taken care of for you. There's no cost to the employer, no minimums, no setups, no administration, nothing. So it's free and it's easy for the employer. And then the second pillar was that if the goal of all this is to make the employee as well prepared for retirement as possible, then they should be offered products that reduce the fees as much as possible. And so the all-in fee for the employee, everything is less than 1%. It's 0.95%. And that includes every single thing, including the management expense ratio or the underlying fees of the actual products from Vanguard themselves. So administration, management fees, everything, it's in there. And the entire process from creating the plan, offering the plan, managing the plan, and having employees enroll can all happen almost instantly.
Many companies offer an incentive. Often it's a match. So
yes.
You put in 3%, we'll put in 3%. Two questions. Does your platform enable that? And second, for the clients who are currently working on this, because they're smaller, have they been utilizing the match approach?
So to give you a sense of the type of clients that have been coming on board, we had a soft launch on this. We just announced it this week for the very first time, and we got a lot of great coverage. Everybody recognized the problem, CBC, Globe and Mail, BNN. We talked about it everywhere. We had already had 200 companies sign up and set up plans for their employees, which is the most successful launch of a group product in Canada for small and medium businesses ever. When it comes to the matching, absolutely. Anything you can do in a traditional group RRSP plan, you can do with Nest Wealth at Work. If you want to match, you can absolutely match. And we're seeing some companies do that, even if it's just 1%. And the reason is, one, to show their employees how much they're valued, but also to encourage their employees to enroll and use it themselves. But on the flip side, we're seeing a lot of companies enroll just so their employees have a tax-efficient, low-cost way to save for their future, something that levels the playing field when it comes to benefits and financial security. And even if out of the gates they're not able to match, that's entirely okay, because the process of setting up Nest Wealth at Work, offering it to your employees, giving them a simple, transparent dash to let them do what they need to do, is showing them that you care and is enabling them to save as if they were just working at a huge institution.
The participation rates on group RSPs are still shockingly low to me. I mean, the number bounces around somewhere between 50 and 60%, which is like, I just can't even wrap my mind around it. What do you think is the hurdle there? What's the friction that has that number be well below defined contribution plans?
A couple things. One is that the plans themselves are still built upon the notion that you're going to come in, you're going to do a lunch and learn, you're going to take up employees' time, you're going to have them fill in paperwork, and then they might not even still understand the whole concept, right? So what Nest Wealth at Work has done to attack this issue is made the entire process intuitive and simple. Once you're enrolled, everything is taken care of for you. So the simplicity of actually getting them engaged in the platform was problem number one with the group RSP. The other one has been that sometimes people just aren't necessarily looking out for their own best interests. And if it's because the group RSP solution got buried, or the group RSP solution wasn't advertised, or the company was doing a match but they weren't necessarily engaged in making sure everybody took advantage of it, the psychology is not that people don't want to have these plans. It's that sometimes they're too busy to get around to the old process of how long it took to sign up.
How do you think about the paradox of choice with as it relates to group RSP? Because we know in the consumer market, there's, what, 3,000 mutual funds, there's hundreds of ETFs. I was looking through a friend's group RSP package, and there had to have been 30 options of mutual funds that they had to choose from.
Right.
How do you, which could be a hurdle in and of itself. How do you think about that?
So what we do, and again, this is all because of great technology, is there was a problem that existed in the past where people would sign up for a group RSP and then not actually fill in a lot of the questions that needed, so their money just sat in cash. And then it began to sit in default options that were things called target date funds, which was, if you are about this age and we think you're going to retire in 20 years, we're going to give you a fund as a default that moves through your lifestyle horizon and your investment horizon as we think it should. And that was a much better solution. What we do is we actually present a default solution for each individual based on a few questions, and it reflects both their risk tolerance and their horizon until retirement. We also then give them the option to create their own portfolios and override that if they want. Most people don't, and they shouldn't, because the default is a fairly good reflection of what they should have. I don't think you need a vast amount of choice to create a properly diversified portfolio. If you have low-cost products, if you have products that can be diversified properly to reflect risk tolerance, you can get away, in my opinion, with a group RSP that might have no more than 10 selections to choose from. Ours, I think, has about 15, and some of them are target date funds, and then some of them are satellite funds like Canadian core equities, global equities, fixed income, areas like that, right, if you want to get a little creative. But there is no question that you do not need thousands and thousands of funds to create your perfect portfolio.
What happens when an employee leaves the company that set up the group RSP?
They have choices as to what they want to do with their RSP themselves. They can, they in every case under regulatory requirements, they have to leave the group RSP. The money goes with them wherever they want, though. So they could roll it into a Nest Wealth account if they wanted to, or they could decide that they wanted to invest it themselves and move it to a discount brokerage, or they could find a full-service financial advisor and move it to them. The beauty about a group RSP is that it follows you wherever you go, and the flexibility is that if you ever wanted to change what you were doing with it, you have full capacity to do that.
Interesting. Randy, thanks for the context.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about Nest Wealth at Work.
Randy Cass is the CEO and founder of Nest Wealth.